This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Matt, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Yeah, this week's been an interesting week. There's no doubt that things looked pretty grim, as they have for a while, until, essentially President Trump came out this week and said that, essentially they're going to try to do something to help the grower. I don't think that that necessarily had a lot to do with the market moving, but it was in his statement when he said that, the focus of the meetings with him and Xi from China, the focus of that was going to be ag trade. And so I think that the trade is starting to sense there's at least going to be some sort of a trade deal, that's going to be their emphasis, their focus. Clearly, we've lost some of our shipping window. It's been a frustrating ordeal for growers, but I think that the trade is at least excited that maybe we've got some sort of good news on the way. And I think that's part of the reason that we've stabilized these markets. Very quiet this morning, but the last couple of days we've seen some life, and it's sure been nice to see.
Matt, it does seem a little bit more serious this time, doesn't it? Because like you said, they are actually talking specifically about ag and even specifically about soybeans.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's no doubt, President Trump is well aware that, his trade tactics have essentially hurt what is very important to the U.S. grower, which is a massive amount of business from China.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Harvest isn't easy. Long hours, heavy loads, hard miles. But the work doesn't stop when the crop comes out. At Landis, we know next year's harvest is already in the making. It starts with choosing the right seed. It builds with acreage inputs that push your crop further. And it stays sharp with Sky Scout technology that finds issues before they cost you bushels. This isn't chance, it's planning, and it's what we do together. Talk to your Landis advisor or stop at your local Landis location today, and let's get next season started.
December corn down 2.25 at 419.5. November soybeans down 3 cents at 10.20¾. December soybean meal up 50 cents at 279.80. December soybean oil down 25 cents at 50.19. Chicago wheat down 0.25 at 514.5. Minneapolis wheat down a penny at 560. Kansas City hard red wheat down a penny at 498 even. On the Merck, October live cattle up 30 cents at 230.83. October feeder cattle up $1.60 at 355.90. October lean hogs unchanged at 98.68. October pork cutout unchanged at 105.45. Class 3 milk down 12 cents at 17.25. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.